Studying the mechanism involved in sugar transport to the cell wall will help us unveil the secrets to increasing the yield of sugars. Plant-based sugars are used in the production of biofuels and paper. Therefore, echidna, a gene that plays a significant role in the proper transport of cell wall components like sugars and proteins from the cell interior to the cell wall, must be studied. To do this, Gabriel, a UBC grad student, alongside his research team, initiated mutation within the seeds to inhibit their proper function and compare the effects to normal seeds. He explained two techniques in inducing mutation. The first technique uses EMS, or ethyl methyl sulfonate. It is the most widely used technique in promoting mutation in the specific plant being studied. One advantage of this technique is that it is irreversible, meaning the mutant plant seed will not regain its proper function. Gabriel explains.
You introduce mutation with ethyl methyl sulfonate, which induce a little mutation in a few seeds. You basically take the seeds and put them in a solution with EMS. Then you mix it for a certain amount of time. I think it's pretty fast. We're looking at minute or a few hours. So it's a quick process. Then you grow the population and you look at the mutation. You have to map this mutation to find which gene is mutated. But you look at the phenotype. You keep the seed with the same type of phenotype. In this case, they kept the seed that have a problem in secretion.
The phenotype is essentially the observable characteristics of an organism. An example of mutant phenotype in this case is a plant that has an abnormal looking cell wall. Another technique makes use of foreign sequence of DNA that can be inserted into the DNA of a normal plant seed to disrupt its function. Gabriel further explains.
You can also order tDNA insertion line, and these lines have an insertion in the gene of interest. This insertion is so big, in fact, that it disrupts the gene from being expressed.
There are a variety of ways to induce mutation in plant seeds. However, these are the two techniques Gabriel and his co-researchers found to be the most effective. This shows the complexity of a research on something so small, in fact, microscopically small, yet has a big impact on humans and the environment alike.